the Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater begins its 42nd season with the play Greater Tuna, opening on June 29th. Bill Gregg is a longtime member of the Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater, the executive producing director this season, with us in the studios this afternoon. Bill, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you were reminding me that before we went on the air that not only have you been there a long time, you were a founding member of SART back in
1975, the company's first stage manager and one of the first actors.
Wow. Things have changed a lot in the past 42 years. Yeah, there you go. I just said 42nd season. That's wonderful. Well, okay, so this play that you're beginning the season with is one actually on the 29th. It's a week away.
Yeah,
is one that I have heard of a lot, but I have never seen it. And it's got quite an illustrious career. This play. It was in the early 80s?
Yes, it was written about 30 years ago. And we actually did it at SART in 1987.
Oh, my goodness.
The first time we did it. So this is actually the second time we've done this play. But I directed it in 1937 with Buddy Raper and Peter Holland were the two actors then. And now this year it's being directed by Jessica West, one of my colleagues at SART and at Marshall University, with two actors. Our artistic director, Joel P. Rogers, is one of the actors in the piece, as well as Brian Mercer from Atlanta is doing the other one.
Excellent. And they're the only two.
Only two. And they play over 20 characters and do full costume changes, from top to bottom, the shoes and all.
Now, you said that they do complete costume changes, and that doesn't mean a hat or a vest or something.
No, it means hat, wig, curlers, and pink fluffy slippers in some cases.
That's got to be – well, I'm sure it's great fun for the audience. It's got to be hard for the players.
It is. They've been working in costumes already, and, you know, we're still a week away, but they're working in full costumes. They have four dressers working with them backstage. As soon as they go off, they have to whip those clothes on and off very quickly, and four people, two for each actor, back there helping them get it all done.
Are we talking like safety pins and stuff here?
They've all been designed with quick changes in mind. So, you know, you can hear Velcro cracking and, you know, kind of things going on back there. But yeah, they've been designed and overdressed and underdressed. So you're wearing two and maybe three costumes at one time. So they go off quickly, you know. So
wow. Okay. Some of the secrets of quick changes.
Oh, I've had audience members when we've done it in the past, and I produced it at another theater in Illinois, would want to stand backstage and watch. So we had very interested board members who said, please let me watch the backstage. I got to see how they do this.
So the play itself is about a town.
Yes, small Tuna. Town, fictional town, Tuna, Texas.
Right. I'm guessing that these 20 characters that the two people play are residents of the town.
That's correct. And they start out on a radio show. It's two guys on a radio show. WKKK, oddly enough. In this little town is the call letters of the radio station. And they start out as DJs. And then, of course, that's where they come back to, is back and forth from a home with a radio on the table in the kitchen. And then two characters there that they're playing while you're listening to a voiceover of them on the radio station. So you see, it's a very clever conceit the way they conceived of this originally.
That's really wonderful. And this is the opening play, and it plays through, I believe, July.
That's July 10th. The 10th. Yeah, matinee performance on July the 10th.
Okay, and then you have the Belle of Amherst, which is another a little different.
Very different. Very different. Small cast. It's a one-woman show.
That's
about Emily Dickinson. And Susan King, who is a longstanding alum of SART and also a graduate of Mars Hill, and one of my classmates, has done this all over the region a number of times since 1978.
Goodness.
And C. Robert Jones was the original director. And so she's going to be here with us for one week, five performances after the Crater Tuna closes.
Wow. You know, that reminds me, you mentioned she's an alum of SART. This is a long-standing tradition as well. You have people coming back year after year.
A number of alums have come back year after year after year. And so they enjoy coming and performing there. But as you know, we've been a little out of sorts lately because our facility is being renovated.
Oh,
and a new building, the Troy and Pauline Day Hall is coming online in about a month. So it wasn't in time for this season, but in about a month, we're going to have new seats and carpets and a new entryway into Owen Theater from the new building.
Oh, goodness.
So it'll be nice once we're there, but our full season will be in 2017, back like things were.
Okay, and so this where are the performances this summer?
Now, this summer, our performances will be in Spanauer Hall, which is part of the Moore Auditorium Fine Arts Complex.
Okay.
And we'll seat about a little less than 100 people. So it'll kind of be like going into 35 Below here in Nashville, maybe a bit a little larger, or somewhere between that and NC Stage.
Yeah.
So similar kind of facility for
us. And you mentioned this before we went on the air, but it's perfect. You've got a two-man show and then a one-woman show. Right. So an intimate space like that is perfect for
That's right. And this added to this summer will be a production of Bat Boy the Musical, which will be done by our student interns. And it will be done on stage in Moore Auditorium when we set up another 100-seat configuration on the stage. So the audience actually sits on the stage with the actors. And that will be done immediately following the show Belle of Amherst.
Excellent. So sounds like great fun. Greater Tuna opening, in basically a week, on the 29th of this month. And then the Belle of Amherst on July 13th. And then following that,
Bat Boy the Musical. It's a National Enquirer kind of thing, you know. He's an alien Bat Boy they discover in a cave. It was done in New York City a few years ago, and it very contemporary music with kind of edgier themes. So our students were really excited about it. We thought this would be good. Joel will be the musical director.
And a great way to produce it on that big stage of Moore Auditorium.
It's on the stage, but it's intimate because we'll set the audience on the stage.
Well. That's excellent. This is the 42nd season of Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater in Mars Hill. Bill Gregg is with us, the executive producing director, all the way from stage manager to executive producer.
Long tour.
42 years. Congratulations. Opening June 29th is Greater Tuna. That's in Spanauer Hall in Moore Auditorium on the campus of Mars Hill College. And we really look forward to, I don't need to tell you this, the opening of Owen Theater, a reopening.
Reopening, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be really wonderful.
Well, all the shows start at 7:30 in the evening, and our matinees on Sunday afternoon are at 2:30.
And you were saying you were working on the website, and that's probably a place for all this
all
kind
that,
of information.
Yes, www.sartplays.org.
Sartplays.org, S-A-R-T, Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater. Bill Gregg, thank you so much for coming here and for bringing us the Belle of Amherst, Greater Tuna, and the Bat Boy.
The musical. That's right. Well, thank you for having me, Dick. You've done a great job over the years helping us, and we really appreciate it.
Glad we could do it. And we'll have you back.
Okay, great.
Bill Gregg, Executive Producing Director of Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater. You can call us here at WCQS if you'd like more information. We'll do what we can to fill you in. Our number is 210-4800.